I'm absolutely sick over this interview in the Wall Street Journal with Graham Platner's consultants who failed to vet him.
What was it like the day that you learned that Janet Mills was dropping?
I had a law school final in like 5 minutes after I heard.
Sir, the vocal fry?
What do you think makes a successful candidate?
Somebody who feels authentically part of the, reflects the culture of the district that they come from.
Who died and made you culture candidate Cupid?
It astounds me how many Democratic candidates are recent transplants to their districts, and that they have, you know, appointed themselves the right kind of person to run in their, in that district.
Does she have no sense of the irony of her saying this? You are coming out of nowhere.
I think a healthy contempt for existing Democratic Party infrastructure is really essential.
What exactly is his proposition to replace this existing terrible infrastructure with the two of them?
How did you come to decide to come to Maine, and why Maine?
God, well, I mean,
how did you find Graham Platner?
We went through thousands and thousands of prospects. Then, you know, Leanne pulled up this video of this guy with an oyster farm.
Really?
And then she pulled up his FEC history and saw, you know, the money he'd given to Bernie Sanders and, you know, some other people. And that was enough information to know that we had the best prospect that we'd maybe ever seen.
After seeing one video and seeing that he donated to Bernie Sanders.
How did you go about vetting him?
What's so funny, Leanne?
Why did you?
We paid a nice firm a whole chunk of money and got some stuff back.
Vetting process turn up the tattoo that became so controversial?
No.
Why is she looking at him like it did turn up the tattoo?
The red posts, did that turn up in the vetting process?
He's taking so long to answer that I already know he's lying.
The firm sent us a thing and it had some of the posts.
Yeah.
So I think one of the biggest red flags possible is someone who wants to run for office.
I happen to agree with this statement, but I think that that's supposed to refer to like humble, hardworking, average people, not downwardly mobile fail sons who went to Hotchkiss.
We have a formal vetting process that can't go through. You know, no vetting process is going to always catch everything.
But people who know how to do vetting processes will catch more than you did. And when they find it, they're going to actually do something about what they find.
But we take the vet seriously.
Doesn't really seem like you do.
If you believe that the only people who should be able to run for office are people who've planned it their entire lives, then that is one kind of vetting standard.
Because having plans to run for office was the only thing stopping most people I know from getting a Nazi tattoo.